animals.
She's sour. Hey, look at it.
So we're watching a segment on the Today Show, Singing Pooches. Jade obviously auditioning there. Yeah, the singing a
virtual choir of Aussies with their furry friends. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, so they say about animals and show business.
Everyone on Zoom with their dogs, and then they obviously sing a song, and then it sets the dogs off as well.
We're not doing that on the show. Oh.
That's 100% banned.
You'd be a great judge.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, I'd love it.
Any dog judging competition, I feel like you'd excel at.
Please get in touch.
More seasons of Pooch Perfect if What's-Her-Name gets off it.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson. I'm pretty sure that show got axed. You'd be so jealous of me, actually, because when I worked up in Darwin, I hosted the very first a dog festival, Woofstock.
Oh, wow.
At the Darwin Entertainment Centre.
That's actually Jade's dream.
Why can't we have a Woofstock?
Well, the guy who runs it was my old boss, Dave Daly. So he was like, you know what? Maddie, you can host the Woofstock Festival. So there I was.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, I did.
Like
I
good money?
I think it was a couple hundred dollars.
That's all right.
It was really fun. Really
better than
fun.
A free feed. That's all we ever get offered.
Yeah, that's true. Do you
that's true. I'm saying no.
Hosted by Maddie from Mix 104.9. $200 easy.
Easy money.
Easy money.
Was there did you have to do a lot of dog jokes and stuff, or was it just like, welcome everybody, the pal tent is over there?
So it was almost like just hosting a normal event, but you just replace, you know, The dog related things,
right,
in place of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I would compare it to. It was kind of like emceeing a Comic-Con festival. Like, okay, it's in this big entertainment center. There's all different stores and different competitions. What did we have?
It's cool.
Darwin's Next Top Doggy.
Quite entrepreneurial for the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
his
side Stop. Business?
Yeah, so I think he used to tour around. I'm not sure if he still does. Like, with COVID and stuff, it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Great day for dogs and dog, like, pet vendors.
Yeah, oh, you make a fortune. Mm. Oh, you've got a new collar with two buckles. You'll sell about 10,000 of those because everyone, like, wants something new for their dog, don't they?
I don't change my dog's collars up.
That was just an example of, like...
No, but you do.
Yeah, I've got a couple of collars. Switch it around. Like, make
it's just an example, but I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not the one. Emmy gets sucked into a new collar. I'm like, we've already got.
Well, your dog's short-haired, Molly, so you can see the collar.
That's true.
Whereas
yours disappears.
Long-haired Chi-Chi.
I've just found an article
like
in
dropping a chopstick into a long-haired rug. A Flocati rug or something, it's gone.
Mm. Yeah.
I've just found an article in the NT News about it. Tails are wagging across Darwin in anticipation of tomorrow's Woofstock Festival.
Oh, are you named in the article?
We'll find out. Top-end canines can enter the fashion of the field event, the running of the puppies, or try their luck in the waggiest tail competition.
That's cute.
Bayview Pooch Delilah is looking forward to the festivities, embracing every opportunity to dress up. Owner Eliza said the friendly cavoodle had a lot of hidden talents. She says she'd probably win a competition for fastest smacko eater, most annoying bark, and best set of pins. You know, there was a woman that dressed as a dog there as well. Like, they had matching outfits.
That's
it was like
somebody
big, ugly Doberman.
Cute.
It was disgusting.
No.
That's a secret furry, I reckon, if you're dressing
up like
that. What
do you mean, a secret furry?
Isn't that what furries do? They dress up in, like, animal costumes
and go
at it.
What are furries?
What?
What the hell are furries?
Like, people who pretend to be animals.
Like stuffed animals.
No good.
No?
There was a storyline on Entourage about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Did you ever watch Entourage?
No, not really.
I caught little bits of it.
Like, they were trying to make money one day, and Johnny Drama went on, like, a Craigslist type site, and he found a job for Turtle.
Kevin Spacey was great
where he had to go out dressed up in a bunny costume and meet this girl.
Actually,
how disgusting.
I don't know. It was Kevin Spacey, wasn't it? Arj Barker.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Arch
good.
Barker.
No, Arch Barker wasn't in it. You're thinking of something totally different.
No, no, I'm not. Ari. His name Ari. Is Ari, the
Ari
psycho.
Gold.
That Ari Gold. Yeah, there
the
we
the
go.
The agent. The agent.
He was great.
He was. Arch Barker.
He's that that dodgy comedian that gets around Australia, the American.
Is he dodgy?
Oh, look, I had a bad interview with him. I thought he was a bit of a dick.
Who? Yeah. Arch Barker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're chatting to him next week. Can I play in this?
Oh, I'm golden sick.
Where were you? Where were you?
Here, we were here.
I think I was on that interview. Actually, he was a bit...
He wasn't nice.
He was a bit... he had a bad phone line.
Phone line.
And he blamed us. It was on the mobile.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Arj Barker.
I did still go to his comedy show, but I didn't pay for the tickets.
Yeah,
I wasn't giving him. I wasn't giving him my money, but I was like, you know what, I'll go see what this big old boho is all about.
I think you even said after he was quite good.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, so you laughed.
Yeah, I did. He made me laugh.
Comedians are never good chats on these shows.
No.
Like every
they
comedian
don't like it.
I've ever interviewed, bar a couple,
they're
have
a letdown.
Been very like... downtrodden, like very, like, you know, hey, how are you? Like, not funny at all.
Yeah, no.
Joel Creasy was funny.
You know what? I think they feel pressure that they're going to make you laugh. Well, you don't have to make me laugh. Just have a good chat.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, Arj Barker clearly doesn't care for provincial breakfast radio shows.
He's like, this is below me.
Yeah,
I don't need this in my life. Agent making him do it. You'll sell a few more tickets. Come on.
Down at the Belmont 16s.
That's where it was.
No, it was at West, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did a few of the, like, he probably did Belmont
16s.
Oh, and
I think he went to Nelson Bay as well.
Three shows in the region.
Yippee.
Making as much money as possible.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the podcast. We're talking a man that has discovered an interesting face mask, and he's put it to use. I'm going to tell you about that first up. What else happened? Oh, I'm going to tell you about a really big lemon. A giant
lemon. All on this show.
A huge lemon.
Oh, and forget any other place to listen to anything ever.
We caught up with NASA as well. Big challenge for him. We're sick of him just messaging, wanting to come on the show to, like, you know...
Talk about reality
shows. Talk about himself.
Yeah, but we thought, let's put him to work and, you know,
really,
make him work for our show.
He just whinges and whines, doesn't he?
Well, the relationship continues. You suck up his ass on air, and when he's not on the phone, you're putting the boot in. But that's okay.
That's part of your charm, Jade.
Licky, licky, licky.
Licky, licky, licky. Enjoy. Time's up. All right.
All right, you got 30 seconds. You ready? The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
I feel great.
I can hardly move.
Oh, you got
my back. 2 a.m. I woke up. I was in agony, absolute agony.
I wonder what that song must be about, that, you know, my neck, my back. It's like people are having, like, pain with their back. Maybe it's because of, like, sleep on bad mattresses or something.
Can you stretch?
Well, it just hurts so much. Hamish very kindly showed me an exercise on the floor here this morning.
Mm.
I wish I had that on film.
Hello, back. Yes, it's more like a caterpillar thing, and it probably shouldn't go on film. Suitable for small children.
I'm going to try that. Jade, you were mentioning the Stiff Sore and Sorry cream that we have here.
Mm.
I'd almost let you do it now.
You're at the point of almost trying anything. Almost.
Yeah. If you go get me some Stiff Sore and Sorry, you can
rub
it into me.
I get to rub it in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's Jade's. You've been very into that, surprisingly.
I like rubbing stuff in.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Everyone's got hobbies.
How are you guys? How'd you go yesterday, Arvo? What'd you do?
Yeah, very good. I got some patch panels and try and paint colours at the moment.
In the bathroom. That's the cool bit.
Yeah, it is cool, actually.
What colours are you going for?
Sort of like a greeny colour.
Like a mint green?
Yeah, something like that.
Bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think it'll look good. Mm. But try it, like, you put it up there, like a big panel of it, and just live with it for a couple of days.
See how
it
goes.
I know. Get the old test pots.
Exactly right.
It's interesting you're going for mint green, because you don't like spearmint, like mint.
No, I don't. But luckily, I don't have to eat the walls, so I know, it's not an issue.
Yeah, but still, it would remind you of it, wouldn't it?
Green, very calming colour.
It is. I'm all about being calm, especially, you know, in a bathroom, having a shower.
Yeah, with the white subway tiles, actually, I changed my mind. That'll look
up good, yeah.
What did you do, Jad?
I read some Harry Potter.
You had a listener encounter here yesterday.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Julia? I believe it's Julia. Forgive me, Julia. Or Julie. I can't remember if it's an A or an E. But no, I met her yesterday. We were talking mainly about her chihuahua, Peanut. And she's a Seinfeld fan as well. You always remember the dogs' names. You never really remember the owners. But, yeah, we're having a good chat.
That's true. And, I'm at the dog park. I remember people's dogs' names.
Yeah, you do. You always remember the dogs' names.
Yeah.
It was great. She's a really, really nice lady. Thank you for listening to the show.
I love the line she came out with before Crevo. I just connect with her on so many levels.
She has chihuahuas. She loves Seinfeld. I was wearing a Seinfeld shirt when we were talking.
Funny, you're wearing that very shirt right now.
Yes.
Well, you only change your T-shirt once a week, don't you?
Yeah, don't break your sweat. But no, she's a very lovely lady, so thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Hey, I've got a great story for you next. Of course, COVID, we're all buying masks all the time. Do you guys have one?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I always have one in the car.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, excellent. Well done. I have a few too. This one man over in the UK, though, has taken the advice to another level. I've got to tell you what he's done next. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Now, guys, over in the UK, of course, COVID hitting them hard as well. They're just not recovering as well as we are over here at the moment. This one man, though, has taken, I guess, the advice of wearing a face mask a little bit too far, travelling on the bus. This guy has this weird, like, animal-looking face mask on, almost, like, draped and wrapped around his head. Turns out it was a snake.
Oh!
That's not, I don't think that's approved by, like, the medical association.
That's
One would question that. The man was seen with a light brown serpent with diamond-shaped markings on its skin wrapped around his mouth and neck on a bus from Swinton to Manchester on Monday.
People won't really look twice. It'll just look like a big sort of fabric mask and they'll just move on with their day?
I think so.
He clearly thought that as well. One passenger who asked not to be named said at first she thought the man was wearing a funky mask before she spotted the creature slithering over the handrails.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Interesting things happen on buses.
Yeah,
we all remember what happened on the bus at Windale here.
That's right, that couple getting at it.
Yeah,
they were getting busy. Oh, there was a python on that bus, which was weird.
She continued and said, no one batted an eyelid.
Well, I don't actually believe that statement.
No one batted an eyelid.
Yeah.
I do.
Like, if you've got a snake around your neck, and surely there's not more than one person noticing.
No, but on a bus, it's like public transport. You don't want to make eye contact with the crazies on the bus.
I mean, that's true.
So, you know, they probably saw it and then just look away because they're like, not dealing with that, getting involved.
Yeah, today's busy enough. Like, I've got to get the shops, I've got to go to the library.
Exactly. Well, a greater Manchester Transport spokesperson said, while there is a small degree of interpretation that can be applied to this, we do not believe it extends to the use of snake skin, especially when still attached to the snake.
That's a very, like, do you reckon that's tongue-in-cheek, or do you reckon that's somebody who works at the bus company and is actually really boring?
I'm going for the latter.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
If you're a spokesperson for a bus company, I guess, yeah.
Get a proper mask, people.
Yeah. It's very simple, really.
Look. It's like full Britney.
Oh, yeah.
The toxic video.
I thought you meant when she shaved her head and lost her mind.
No, well, I mean,
yeah.
he might be bald. Column A and column B.
Looking at this picture, I can't see his face, so he may be bald, yeah. Shaved head. Who
He's
knows?
Definitely mad, that's for sure.
Points for creativeness, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, guys, lads versus lasses up next. It is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. All this week, $50 Westfield gift cards up for grabs. We're giving those away to the winner.
Cha-ching.
We need one guy, one girl, and of course, like, the leaderboard is going, as you'd expect, over time.
The guys are winning by
smashing it.
Not by skill.
We are 14 to 11.
Come on, girls.
Girls
come on,
don't
lady.
Even have a chance. Like, let's extend this lead.
You've gotten, like, 3 points just from a coin toss.
Look, I didn't make the rules. That's the rules of the rules. So come on, guys, let's keep winning. 13-10-09. We need one guy, one girl.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Very simple. Battle of the sexes, our version, better version. We actually need a lad at the moment. If you're a guy, 13-10-09. We've got one girl ready to play, and we need a guy to compete with her.
All right, let's go to Jordan. Good morning.
Morning.
Yay, I'm so excited that you've called up. You think you've got it in for the win for the ladies?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, me too, because we're losing. We have to get another gold star, but no pressure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jordan. What kind of car do you drive?
Mazda.
Nice one. Any kids?
No, no kids.
No kids. Single girl. Got a man?
Independent, though.
Or a woman? You're partnering it up?
I've got a boyfriend.
Oh, very good. Very
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, here we go, Jordan. Question number one. A masonry bit is used for what?
Oh, gosh.
A masonry bit.
No good.
It's for drilling into tiles or brick or concrete or stone.
All the tradies out there are like, come on, Jordan.
It's amazing.
I knew that one. Okay, let's go to question two. In cricket, what is a baggy green?
Oh, a what, sorry?
A baggy green.
You're close.
No.
It's a hat.
Oh, you've got one left, Jordan. You can still be in this.
Okay. Is the skeg at the top or the bottom of an outboard boat motor?
The bottom.
Yay! Oh, you got one.
That didn't sound like a guess at all.
Good job. You never know, though. You could win. We've had
clean sweeps with all zeros.
Yep.
Yeah, hold the line there, Jordan. Shano, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, brother. What's on for your day? Off to work?
Mate, I'm just down in the head doing some plumbing.
Oh, good. You guys get paid really well, but you totally deserve it.
Mate, thank you very much to all the plumbers out there.
Yeah, plumber appreciation right there. Love it.
There's going to be a special day for it.
You know, Crevo's...
Plumber's Day.
Crevo's dealt with some plumbers with his Renaults recently, Shane, and he said after he helped them out, God, I could never be a plumber's apprentice.
Yeah, a lot of lifting.
Yeah, it is. You know, mate, it's only for the strong, so.
That's it. Well, luckily, so, you sound really strong,
also,
Shane.
Also, plumbers have sexy arms. Do you have sexy arms, Shane?
100%.
Yeah, all that lifting.
How old are you, Shane?
29.
29. Oh. Got a woman?
Yeah, I do.
Jade's got a man, but we won't tell. Let's do this. Another win for the lads. You need two correct to walk away with this win, Shane. Question number one, is Anaconda a famous song by A, Cardi B, B, Nicki Minaj, or C, Carly Rae Jepsen?
Nicki Minaj.
Correct. Of course it is. Question number two, Shane, true or false, eyeliner always comes in a tube.
True.
No, that's false.
Unfortunately not.
It can be a pencil, tube or brush. Last opportunity here for you, Shane. Number three, flats, wedges and block heels are all types of what?
Shoes.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, you're right. You've done it for the boys.
$50 Westfield gift card for you, Shano. Good job,
very
mate.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very good.
You're a superstar.
Another star on that board, please,
yeah,
Jay.
Okay. Looks, the lads are just streaming ahead. That's expected.
I told you by luck. You've won a couple
of times.
Isn't it good?
Skill.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, I mean, like the guys have a heart in the world, you know?
Oh, sorry.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's... Excuse yourself next time.
It's my mic. It's my mic.
Oh, please.
I love how she's trying to make it sound like the microphone
it
made that
my
horrible
mic.
Sound.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
I was saying to you guys yesterday, big dramas in my apartment building because there was a note left in the lift that reads, whoever was on the balcony or up on the common area last night and vomited over the edge onto apartment 203's terrace, you are disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. It's posters just plastered everywhere in the lift.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday in the break.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's a toilet up on that balcony.
There is. But, you know, when you need to... I guess, release it.
Yeah.
You can't stop it sometimes.
That's true.
We've all projectile spewed at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, what we thought we'd do this morning, Chunder Blunders, 131009, if you've had a Chunder Blunder in your life. I mean, I'm talking taxi stories, maybe on a date. You know, when you just couldn't reach the toilet, Jay, like this person clearly.
Maybe when you're in the middle of some sort of activity.
Any story, any Chunder Blunder. The best one this morning will score themselves event cinema movie tickets.
Oh, great price.
All right, so you get a reward for your Chunder Blunder. We're going to take your calls after this.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
You know when you just can't hold it in? You just, every part of your body tries to stop it coming out and then...
Explosion.
Awkward.
Right.
And it always seems to happen at awkward times. Do you guys have any experiences of Chunder Blunders in your life?
Okay. So it wasn't me. It was my sister. Caboolture show up in Queensland.
When you say it's your sister, we know it's really you.
No, so let's just pretend. This was my sister. I don't know if you guys know the ride. We're at the Caboolture show. It's called the Zipper. And basically...
I'm well aware of the Zipper.
You're in an enclosed cage and it goes around in a circle and the cage spins on whatever like bar it's on.
Yes, yeah.
Access. So... It goes pretty hardcore. So my sister had just eaten some hot chips and a Dagwood dog. We get on the ride and it's spinning. I'm absolutely like shitting my pants. I'm like holding on with my eyes closed.
Oh my
God. And my sister goes, Jade. And I said, What? And I'm trying not to scream. And she's like, I'm going to spew.
Oh,
I said,
disgusting.
No. And I'm trying to get to the right-hand side, like trying to, like as the ride's going, like shitting myself.
Right.
Trying
so
to
what
move
happened?
Aside.
What
so
happened?
We get, it starts a final spin right over the top. And then she's like, and she vomits. And like, because obviously you're in a cage, the vomit's like breaking up into a million pieces as it's like flying through the...
Through
the cage.
How embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing. So she's just like hurling her guts up. I can't believe I didn't get a drop on me. It was a miracle. But then
poor old little Billy out with his mum.
But then my poor sister, at the same time, she was so scarred. Like she was just not well. She pissed her pants as well. And then so the best bit is like my mum didn't know that it was my sister that had just hurled everywhere. So mum's there with the camera. And so when the guy...
When the guy
opens up the cage, my sister's like jumped out, like because she's embarrassed because she's peed her pants.
Wow.
The guy's pissing himself laughing. My mum's captured the moment on film.
Good on you, Jade. Always there with the story.
Always. Angela, how you doing?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, good
to hear. Thanks. So tell us, what was your Chunder Blunder?
So I was overseas staying at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
And... we were about to travel home the next day back on a flight back to Australia, and we decided to go out for a celebratory dinner, and we went out and we had some fish and chips on the beach and had some red wine, and my son had been suffering from a bit of a sort of norovirus that day, but I was completely fine.
Yeah.
But I think it was about midnight that night, all of a sudden, I just felt an overwhelming sense of vomiting, and I lifted my head, and I could not get out of bed. And as soon as I lifted my head, I vomited everywhere, all over my son's cot that was beside the bed. And so he was covered in red wine fish and chips. And so I got up, and then I started running to the bathroom, and I vomited kind of on the floor as I was running. And she had just recarpeted, like cream carpet, her house as well.
No.
So she had to replace like the bedroom carpet, and my son was covered in vomit. That was horrible. I was
Angela,
so
you know what? Wow. How much did that set you back?
No, it was pretty bad.
How much did it set you back?
Well, it set her back a little bit. I don't know whether my partner paid the carpet.
You're saying is I didn't pay for the damage.
I love that.
Hold the line, Angela. Thank you. Jason, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing good, mate. Chunder Blunder, tell us about it.
I was crook at work one day, and I had to go home. I'm driving off the freeway, and I felt the urge to vomit, and there was nowhere to pull up safely, so the only place I could really do it was I pulled up over the top of my shirt, and that was all I could do was let it go down my shirt.
Oh, no, you poor thing. You had to vomit on yourself.
Oh, no.
In the ute while I'm driving up the freeway.
Oh. Well, it's dangerous pulling over on the side of the road sometimes.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Jason, how long was it in the car for?
About 5 minutes before I could pull off the freeway.
Oh, good.
Just awful. Sitting there with it sort of wrapped around you like a warm hug.
Warm blanket that slowly goes cold.
Terrible. Anyway, thanks, guys.
What's the gossip coming up with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Ellen has made her TV return, also to Kourtney Kardashian under fire for one of her relationships.
Oh, okay, cool.
Excellent. It's coming up next.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
I love this moment of the show because nothing gets through producer Jackson.
No, not a thing.
You know all.
Apparently too much sometimes. But I'm going to preface this by saying I've got the hiccups, so apologies if you hear any of that.
Oh, good, okay. Good. I love that.
Kourtney Kardashian, she's under fire. Twitter has had a meltdown over one of her new friends. So she's 41 years old, and she's been hanging out with this woman called Addison Rae, who's a TikTok star who's only 19. So they've been posting selfies by the pool and people just can't get their head around it. Once people, like, I'm confused to why Kourtney Kardashian, 41, is hanging out with Addison.
Yeah, what is she doing?
It's just strange, right? And Twitter's having a meltdown. She hasn't addressed it yet, but it's funny because sometimes if stars have the same management, this happened with Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan.
They force
them to hang out with each other to give maybe the less famous person some more cred. So I'm assuming this could be what's happening here. Yeah.
Go sit by the pool, we'll take some photos, put it online, and it will start a conversation about you, your TikTok star.
But that's like us in radio, like if you want to reach out to somebody like bigger in the industry, maybe, you know, get some pointers and some tips.
But also, too, I think in friendship, right, you get to a certain age where...
What do they talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you get to a certain age where it's like the age doesn't matter. I mean, it'd be weird if a 19-year-old was hanging out with a 7-year-old, right, as friends. But when you're 19 and 40, I don't think that's that bad.
Well, 41's not old.
No.
Hamish is getting up there.
I'm going to let you go out on that.
Yeah, like you go.
Very thin branch by yourself.
You know what I mean? Like we're all in our 30s. I mean, you're not far off 40.
You're basically there as well, Jade.
Yeah, you could argue that, yeah.
Yeah.
Off to hang out
with
Kourtney
Kardashian.
We're all
hanging out, so.
Oh, we're just like the Kardashians, which I love that. Moving on to Ellen, my favourite person in the world. She's returned to TV. Now, she instantly got me offside by saying this.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
How was
was everybody's summer? Good? Yeah? Mine was great.
Oh, poor you, Ellen, living in your mansion after you bullied your staff. Okay, so she went on to apologize.
I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
Interesting to note, too, she only got celebrities on that had defended her across that whole thing. I would have really loved to see her get someone on that maybe wasn't on the same side as her and have the conversation about what's happened.
Yeah, but you're not going to really get them on, are you? Because obviously they don't like you, so what, you wouldn't want to have them on the show.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that Ellen would want to set the record straight once and for all? Like, get them on and talk about it. I think she would have been far more respected for doing
really,
that.
Not really, because you want to leave it in the past. You want to move forward. You don't want to have to drag it out. Everyone likes to drag things out. Like,
I know, like
she's
Ellen
apologized. Let's just move on.
Like her career, did you say?
Yeah, Ellen's dragged her career out a bit too long, I think. Let's put her back in the dusty cupboard.
Oh, poor Ellen. I don't have any issues with her. They fired 3 senior producers.
Yeah,
so
I still reckon she's the problem. But that's my opinion.
But how do we know, though? This is the thing.
But this is, imagine, though, if it were one of us misbehaving, you know, treating everyone in the workplace like a piece of crap, and then Jackson gets fired for it. Like, same deal.
Yeah, but we don't know that, though. We're assuming.
Yeah.
This is the thing. There's always two sides to every story.
That's true. If you're at the top of an empire like that, and that is so, ingrained in culture within your staff, you've got to know about that.
That's my point. She should have, done something. Like, you gotta have some understanding of what's going on. And I think it's a bit naive to think, she had no idea that this was happening.
Well, I've been in bullying environments and some people turn a blind eye before.
Well, that's it. Turning a blind eye, it shouldn't. Like, that's what I mean. Anyway. Mm.
But, some people do. Some people don't even know because they get manipulated by it. So, who knows?
Oh, well, the ratings will be out, so we'll see how
we'll
it goes.
We'll see how popular she is.
Boo, Ellen.
Thank you, Jackson.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Time's up.
Hold on.
All right,
you've got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
A big shout out to the boys, Carl and Benny, from the Happy Mobile Cafe. They've just dropped our coffees off. They're amazing, As always.
Delicious.
Yep. So if you want to get them round to your workplace, happymobilecafe.com.au, you will not be disappointed.
We spend way too much time together, Crevo.
Yeah, I know.
I've noticed Crevo and I doubling up, saying the same words at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, besties.
Delicious.
Yeah, well, it almost created, I don't know, an echo or a harmony there. It was quite nice, actually.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, broskies.
Yeah.
Hey, we are playing What's My Age Again up next. I love this game. A few people have hit me up during the week that I've just seen at the pub or just out, and they've gone, guess what my age is? I love doing it live. It's great. If you want to play 13 10 09, basically how this works, we need 3 people, and then we just ask you some random questions and try and guess your age. It's that simple.
Because we talk to people on the radio all the time.
Yeah, true.
We get sort of good at it.
Yep.
Score at the moment, Maddie on 2, Jade and I on 1.8.
Yeah, we all failed last week.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
We do get a gold star if you get the age exact. Right on the money. Give us a call right now.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. The Novos, what's my age again?
Very simple. You can play along in the car as well. Give us a call on 13 10 09. We have a chat with you, ask you some random questions, and basically we need to guess how old you are.
Yeah, simple.
All right, let's go to our first caller this morning. We are meeting Greg. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, very good. Very good. You sound weathered, Greg. let me ask you a few questions. What's your favourite beer to drink?
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Bourbon.
Yes. Okay. Mm.
What's your poison?
Bit
of Jim Beam.
Poison. Yeah.
Whatever's cheapest. Yeah. Do you mix it or are you just having a nip in a cup?
I have it in a glass with Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, okay.
Your missus make you drink that? Change to the Diet Coke?
She drinks the same.
Right, okay. All right, yeah, we'll just go straight to guess.
Okay.
I think you might be 52.
I'm going to guess.
Okay, you go next.
59.
I think you're 49.
You want to know my age?
Yeah.
57.
Oh.
0 points.
Way off.
Oh, not really. We're all sort of within a year or two.
In the right sort of region, if you will.
I guess so.
Thank you for playing, Greg. Jason, up next. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jace. How's your day treating you so far?
Good, mate. I'm just Tommy Ryan from work, so it's all good.
So you've been working all night. How many hours a day do you sleep, Jason?
Today I'll sleep probably for 3 and maybe go down the pub.
Okay, down the pub. And when you go down the pub, are you getting, like, a counter meal or, like, just a couple of bets on?
I'll just have a beer, mate.
Just a beer? Okay.
Okay.
A couple of beers, yeah.
And what do you like to watch on Netflix, if you have it?
I don't have Netflix.
Righto, okay.
All right, I'm going to take a guess. You are 48 years old, Jason.
I think you are 40. No, actually, I'm going to go 52.
I'm going to say 40. I'm going to say 40.
Oh, close. 43.
Oh, no points again.
Damn it.
Thanks, guys. Hard work today.
Mel, we'll go on to you this morning. Hello.
Good, thank you.
Hey, that's good. So, Mel, what are your plans for the weekend?
Driving up to see the
in-laws. Okay, all right. You're single, you've got kids, you've got a partner. What's your situation?
I've got a partner and no kids.
What kind of phone do you have, Mel?
An iPhone.
An iPhone? What model?
iPhone 8, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of years old. Not that fussed about the newest technology.
All right, you are 34 years old, Mel.
I'm going to go with 32.
I think you're 36.
No, I'm 28.
Oh. 28, you're a youngster. Oh, just not wrong. That into the new phones.
Thanks, Mel. Appreciate it. There you go. Off again.
Points again.
Our age compass is spinning around. It's all out of whack at the moment.
We need to get better at the questions, maybe.
Well, maybe. They could solve it. Guys, you won't believe this, but there's a man who made a knife from frozen poo who's been awarded for his research. Crazy, I know.
Really?
Uh-huh. But I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So just mention, guys, there's a man who made a knife from frozen poo who's been awarded for his research at the 2020 Ig Nobel, okay? So for those who don't know, the Ig Nobel Prize is basically a parody prize that's been awarded annually since 1991 to celebrate, like, 10 unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research. So they are legit, you know.
So it's almost like the Razzies, but for science.
Correct. Yeah.
Exactly right.
100%. So, now, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the 30th annual Ig Nobel ceremony was basically a 75-minute pre-recorded virtual affair.
Excellent.
Okay? Right. So it's usually held at Harvard University, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's real science. It's just stuff that makes people laugh a bit useless.
They say it's made to make you laugh and then think.
Gotcha.
But this year it didn't disappoint, even though it was virtual. So there's this scientist named Metin Eren. He's been fascinated since high school by this story of a man in Canada who apparently made a knife out of his own poo. He'd heard the story many times, and he wondered if it was actually a legitimate thing.
Tell us, how does one do such a thing, Jade?
Well, they use real human feces, frozen, frozen to minus 50 degrees centigrade, and they filed it to a sharp edge. And then he tried to cut meat with it. But he said the poop knives failed miserably.
Well, Bear Grylls, I guess it saves him the time of trying that one.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like Bear Grylls is the only man on the planet that
would do that?
Think of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, he'd go, this is a way I can cut up a piece of meat.
Yeah, one customer that guy has.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just lost him.
But I love that this scientist, Aaron, he attended the Ig Nobel ceremony in 2003 when he was his undergraduate student at Harvard, and he said he was thrilled to have finally won his own. So
my
good.
God.
Do they have a trophy?
Dreams do come true. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely get a trophy, something like that.
Another winner was Richard Vetter, who won the Ig Nobel for a paper looking at why people who spend their lives studying insects are creeped out by spiders. So apparently he researched for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And because he worked in the entomology department.
Right.
Which looks in, like, which is all about spiders and insects and stuff. And so, yeah, and he said over the course of his, like, 32 years working in that department, all his colleagues actually hated spiders. So we thought, wow.
There's
I'm
going to
research
paper
this.
In that.
Yep.
Give us a government grant.
Yeah, got to get that money somehow.
But this is probably my favourite because this actually relates to my husband, Ben.
Yeah.
So Damien Dennys and his colleagues earned the Ig Nobel in Medicine for pioneering a new psychiatric, I guess, illness. They're calling it misophonia. So this is where you get annoyed by noises other people make. So chewing gum or, like, just chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah, right.
So they've those
actually... Those things annoy Benny, do they?
Yeah, he hates it. He hates
How do you eat your dinner?
It.
Yeah,
I have to keep my room. I have to keep my mouth shut. Like, if I'm one of you, well, you're meant to keep your mouth closed when you eat.
Yeah, but, you know, in the comfort of your own home, open that thing wide
up. Sometimes you get relaxed and Ben will actually, like, just stop eating and he'll look at me. And then, obviously, you can feel someone's raging glare. So I go, oh, sorry.
Does he hate, like, when you suck the last bits of soft drink out of the Macca's cup as well?
No.
You know, like the...
That one's all right
just
for him.
Just people chewing with their mouth open. He hates it. So I'm actually going to tell Ben, you've got an illness now, misophonia. It's a thing.
Well, if that achieved anything, it's the argument you're about to cause at home tonight, Jay.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Fantastic.
There's something good for you in that, I think.
Story for all there, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, guys, up next, we're talking tattoos and the appropriate age to get them. We'll tell you more after the news here at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, I'm not sure you've heard about this, but there's this 16-year-old girl whose dad is being taken to court after he basically gave his daughter permission to get a dream catcher tattoo on his ankle. But
on her ankle.
On her ankle, but her mum found out. She's not impressed.
She's flipped her lid.
She's
basically
flipped her lid, and now she's taken legal action and pressed charges against her ex-husband of assault, occasionally actual bodily harm.
Yeah,
that's what the law says there.
Occasionally. Now, yeah. A little bit too far. Like, you know, 16 is the legal age that you can get a tattoo with permission from one of your legal guardians. Totally fine. Surely this won't stand up in court.
You wouldn't think so.
I don't know, though. I personally, it seems a bit backwards. You'd think you should be able to have permission from both parents to have it done.
Oh, you should need it.
You should need
it. What about kids in a single-parent household?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, well, you can't
wait
get
till
it.
18. Tough.
Look, we all know the Dreamcatcher tattoo, a little bit trashy. But that's okay. I mean, it still has a lovely meaning, I'm sure, behind it.
Yeah, catching... I've watched a bit of the ACA video.
I mean,
and
look,
she literally says, I've always chased my dreams.
Yeah, it's like, you're 16, love.
Yeah. I mean, I can't judge. I've got a massive Lady Gaga tattoo on my arm. So
yeah, that's
like
true.
The lyrics of one of her songs.
You didn't get that when you were 16.
No, 21.
That's what I mean. Like, I think personally, you should be waiting till you're 18 or over to be getting a tattoo.
No, you're just a prude, Jay.
No, I'm actually. I reckon the same.
You're not young.
From the prude. Like perspective, but I just don't reckon you know what you want.
Exactly, and it's not about being a prude at all. You change your mind.
Don't give me that rubbish.
No, you change your mind so much when you're that
That's
age.
Right.
You're not. Your brain's not even fully developed. I think guys until they're 25.
Do you know what I think? Honestly, tattoos to me are like a snapshot of your life at that time, and it's like you look back at a bad tattoo and you're like. That reminds me of a time and a place
Hashtag
and a lesson.
Hashtag no regrets.
Spelt ragrets.
But this is the big question on 131009. Is 16 too young to get a tattoo? That's the question. Weigh in on it now with us.
Do you have a tattoo, Jay?
No, I don't.
Prude, see?
No, but my husband's covered in it.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
My name is My name is
Now, I played the Karen opener because this mom sounds like an absolute Karen for taking her husband to court over the daughter's tat, right?
Yes. So her daughter, the mum's named actually Nadine.
Oh,
it's
damn,
not Karen. Got wrong.
She's changed it.
But yeah, basically taking legal action against her husband, right. Sorry. Because he went and gave permission for their 16-year-old to get a tattoo. And the mum wasn't happy. And I think there's something wrong with the law there. I think you should have, like, okay from both parents. Just
How
getting
boring.
One.
How boring.
Because, you're going to play... Teenagers do that. They play one parent off to the other. Like, oh, mum said I couldn't have a tattoo. Oh.
That's the strategy, though. That's called learning negotiation.
Yeah, no,
I'm
don't
not against
like it.
That.
Don't
I just
like
think
it.
That 16, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. Well, that too.
That's my stance. So, from the legal perspective, whatever.
This girl got a dreamcatcher tattoo, right? I don't think that's too offensive.
It's got nothing about, like, you could get the word F-U-C-K on you.
Think of the children, Jay.
On you if you wanted. Like, it's not about what it is. It's just, I just don't think you should be making that's on your body forever. And I know you can argue, oh, there's laser treatments. They hurt. They're getting better, but you still get scarring.
You don't have a tattoo. How can we take you seriously?
For instance, right?
You don't either, Creeper.
No,
you don't get off on this scot-free.
I'm an ex-Emirates Air hostess, right? So you can't actually have tattoos. You can't show tattoos. So I actually ask you, like, what tattoos you have in your interview, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you get a tattoo at 16, you're not sure what you want to do, you're living life large, YOLO, and then you go, oh, I'm going to become an air hostess, and you go there and you've got a big lotus flower on your wrist.
Beautiful flower. Lovely.
Flower's lovely. But the thing is, you're not going to get the job, are you? And I have to say, a girlfriend of mine actually wanted to join Emirates, actually got it lasered, off, and now she's got this horrible-looking scar, didn't get into the company.
Don't these airlines make you sick?
No, like, they don't, actually.
Like, judging people over what they have on their bodies,
I'm
please.
I'm not worried about that.
All right,
anyway,
let's take calls.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kylie.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Hello. Good.
Now, 16, too young to get a tattoo, Kylie?
Well, I've been with my daughter for a year. She wanted one for her 16th birthday this year, but thanks to COVID, we weren't able to do it, and I'm able to put her off a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to get base signatures. It must depend on the tattooist because her dad had looked into it. He's got a friend who's a tattooist, and he wants us both to sign permission, like, because she's underage. Mm-hmm. So that must be on. And I'm like you, Jade. It is a permanent thing, and they are young. And it is, like, I have tattoos, Maddie. I've got a few of them myself.
Yeah, you do.
So as a dad, and it's all good because we did it after an age. We knew what we wanted, you know. And it is
thing.
A big scar when they get them off. And it does shape their life and what they want to do. If, you know, they want to be professional, this or that.
Hey, Kylie, what tattoo did your daughter want to get?
She's got cystic fibrosis, so she wants to get the cystic fibrosis rose.
See, I think that's a really nice tattoo.
I want to add it to my wrist as well, where I've got her name. So it's sort of something that we're going to do together. But like I said, the COVID thing happened and we couldn't. And I'm going through treatment where I can get infections, so I can't do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, she's 17 next year.
I have to put her off a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just 18.
18. Like, Kylie from Newcastle. A little bit more. A little bit more. All right, one more. Tony, how you doing?
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. You reckon 16 is too young for tattoos?
I do. As a parent, I've actually told my kids 25. And
too strict, Tony. Stop controlling your kids.
No, I don't think it's too strict at all. The longer...
Unofficially, you know, if you don't start that high, there's not enough fat in the system. You can't come down a bit, you know. So, you know, when they get to 18, 20, 21, yeah, it's unofficially... I'll approve that sort of thing. I've got a couple of tats myself, only small ones. But, you know, if we don't set that bar a little bit higher, in 5 years' time, the radio station will be talking about, a mother and father, you know, with a 13-year-old child or something like that.
So, no, good point.
Well, look, 13's a bit different, but, like,
yeah, but
25
travels down.
I'll tell you what, if my parents were telling me... Well, Tony, if my parents were telling me what to do when I was 25, I'd go and get 3 tattoos.
Yeah. Just to show them.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Tony. One more. Gabby's on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Gabby.
Let's say hi to Gabby. Hey, Gab.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. So, 16 too young to get a tattoo?
I just think in terms of life decisions with long-ranging implications, you could have a kid at 16. Is it really that bad to have a tattoo in comparison?
Yeah, well, I think
that's a great point.
That is a fantastic point.
I don't know. Your hope as a parent that your child's not going to have a baby at that age.
What makes me sick? People get their baby's ears pierced at, 6 months old. That's forever too.
Can close up.
Well, it doesn't
matter.
That's
a bit different.
Yeah.
A tattoo is... It's a
body
alteration.
You're
not mature enough at that age to make those decisions.
Yeah, 6 months.
You change your mind all the time.
Oh, well, look.
The phases you go through from 16 to 30. Wow. It's incredible.
It is
indeed.
We've
solved absolutely nothing. Good job to all of us.
Each to their own.
Moving on.
Guys, you know that NASA is sort of a regular fixture on this show, or semi-regular.
Love him or hate him, he's on here.
He's on here. He gets his voice out there. Yesterday, came up with a bit of an idea, because he's bugging us to come on the show again. I was like, you know what, if he doesn't have a specifics, bit of
reason.
Information or reason. I don't know if we should.
So what's he trying to wheel out now?
I'll read. He sent me a message on Instagram. He says, is it NAS time to come on the show yet?
and talk about...
Yeah, he didn't really have anything. So I've come up with an idea, a reason for him to come on. We're going to get him on, and I'm going to set him a challenge. Right?
I love this.
Put the ball in his court to deliver something for us.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, like a payment sort of thing for coming on the show.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
Hello, NASA.
Hello, NASA. You there?
NASA.
Yes.
Hey.
What are you
finally
doing?
Got you. What are you doing?
Sipping your piccolo.
Mate, I rang as a surprise for you guys because you never ring me and surprise me, so I thought I'd ring and surprise you and tell you that Married at First Sight is huge in the UK. Huge in the UK.
Your season?
Yeah, our season only.
Yeah, of course.
Huge. Massive in the UK. The Bachelor, well, you know, we're getting bored now. Don't you think you guys are getting bored?
Yeah, we are. But, Nas, we normally call you to talk about this stuff, but we've come up with something different we want to talk about, all right?
This is a surprise to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we like to do. We like to mix things up a bit, okay?
All right.
Now, Nas, this is the idea that we've come up with, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're one of the biggest celebrities in Australia. That's
massive,
known fact, right? Absolutely huge.
Star, massive.
Everyone knows who you are and everything. So,
that's right.
In the UK now.
Yeah, in the UK. You're worldwide, and that's sort of what we wanted to tap into.
You're
okay?
Almost like Pitbull, NASA.
Yeah.
I'm the people's celebrity. I'm the people's celebrity.
You'll be wearing a white suit soon.
I think you will. Here's what we want you to do, right? We want you to get into your little black book, start flicking through it,
And we want you to bring us the biggest celebrity, aside from you, that you can to the show. So we want you to convince them to come on our show. Are you up for the challenge?
Mate, this is going to be a hard one because... Okay. No, I'm up for the challenge.
Because you sort of... You want to be like a celebrity kind of e-news type reporter in a way, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. I want to join your show. You see, that's my whole dream.
Yeah, exactly. So this is like the first challenge in getting on the ladder. Yeah, and I reckon you'd have a few phone numbers. You would have picked up a few numbers along the way.
You hang out with celebrities, NASA. Celebs hang out with celebs.
That's right. Now, do you want the sort of, this is a hard one, do you want like the TV celeb, do you want the radio celeb, or do you want the criminal?
Doesn't matter.
All of them.
Bring us the biggest name you can. That's your challenge, okay, Nas?
All right, that's my challenge. How long have I got?
Well, we'll check in with you maybe next week.
Okay. See how you're
going. We'll give you a week. Let you send some emails. Like Krivo said,
get on the old dog and bone and see what you can bring us. All right, Nas.
Who are you thinking, NASA? Give us an example of someone that you think.
I don't know. I'm thinking someone. Maybe even like a Kyle Sanderlane to ring you.
Well, we've already had Kyle
on
the show.
So keep
Keith
thinking.
Urban.
That'd be good.
Well, Keith Urban, that's going to be hard because, you know, Nick won't let him out of the house. He's got him by the short and curly.
Okay.
What about someone from TV? Well, look, we're open.
Let me think about it, and I will be. I'm starting to think about it right now.
Okay.
Very good.
And let's check in next week, and I'll see what I can hustle and get him to call you guys.
Okay.
Excellent. All right.
Good.
Use the power of your blue tick to get us other blue ticks on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nas.
You're on. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Have a great day.
I love how Jade's like, start small. You just don't want to be shown up.
Oh, well, you know, it's a challenge, so.
No, he's got to go big.
The bigger, the better.
I don't think he has anyone in his black book.
I think he does.
Hey, only time will tell, right?
Yeah, he's a big star. He's number one in the UK. Like, he's got to get someone for us. It'll happen.
You know what?
Kylie Minogue lives in the UK.
Well, that's true. He'd be furious too, because in the UK there'd be so many opportunities to, like, open nightclubs and stuff if COVID wasn't on.
Yeah, true.
For him, there'd be so much money to be made and he can't make a single dollar off it. Poor Nat.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up.
Hold
on. All right,
stop,
you've got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo, the Novos.
You know, like in your past, you might have worked with someone and, you know, it was a long time ago, and then they find you on Facebook all of those years later.
Mm.
And then they just start sending you random things. Well, there's one colleague I used to work with, and it was maybe like 12 years ago, my first ever job at the paint shop, right? He was the delivery driver. Anyway, he's found me on Facebook, and have a look at the messages he sends me, just like video after video.
Dozens and dozens of them.
That's old person stuff.
Yeah, so he's like 75, retired, likes to have a couple of beers starting at 11 a.m. Get on Facebook. But it's more so the content that he sends me. I don't think he's gotten the memo about me because he keeps sending pictures that blokes would show each other on a job site.
Yeah.
So like, you know, one of them here is a beer glass, a schooner glass, but with breasts. I'm not interested. Thanks, Ian.
He didn't get the memo.
Yeah. No good.
But then, you've probably brought that on yourself because you're always going on about how it's mother's milk.
Yeah. What?
Beer. Oh,
no,
it's mother's milk.
Champagne's
like mother's milk. So, you know, he's probably looked at the beer glass and gone, oh, yeah.
To be fair, I'm not saying that to him. And he always sends, like, really offensive, like old man jokes
that you
couldn't show anyone. I'm like, oh, I think it's time to get rid of your mate.
Is he getting blocked?
To be honest, he probably wouldn't even know if you flicked him off Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Goodbye to him, by the way.
Facebook and old people. It's not a good mix.
Yeah, definitely.
But yesterday, guys, on the show, we had the discussion over dressing gowns and if they were hot or not. And you guys were proven wrong because the ladies of Newcastle on the Hunt, I love the dressing gown. And then I brought up that 90s are pretty good as well. It came up in discussion. So on 131009, we want to know if 90s are hot or not. Ladies, do you love them? Guys, do you love the 90s?
90s?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yep. There's no pants involved with the 90s. It's great. I'm a 90s girl.
You're a 90 girl.
I love my 90. Love it.
So old-fashioned, Jay.
Very old-fashioned.
I really am. Nothing wrong with a bit of old-fashioned.
Does your partner, Emmy, own a 90
No,
creamer?
Of course not. She's not 80.
Easy access, Crevo.
Why does it always have to come back to that?
Access. Like, how hard is it
to take off
any other clothes?
When did the comfort of said clothing item
become about access?
Yeah. The calling, wherever you will go right now. 131009, though. Hot or not this morning? 90s.
Hot. I think they're hot.
Not.
They're beautiful.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
131009 this morning, Jade, we're asking, hot or not, the humble 90.
Yeah.
Is anyone under the age of 80 actually wearing 90s?
Yes,
are
they
you
are.
Kidding?
They've got to be.
How ridiculous.
They sell them everywhere. This is what I don't understand. If women aren't wearing 90s.
Jade, we know
why
what
are
you
they all stocked at the
shop.
It's nursing homes.
She likes to exaggerate. You said they sell them everywhere.
I've never seen one for sale.
Give me three examples of a shop that sell 90s.
Bras and Things, Kmart, Big W, H&M.
Like, H&M doesn't have 90s.
They do.
As if.
You know what, ladies? If you're wearing it, they brand them now. They brand them differently. They call them the oversized T-shirts.
If there's
that's
one
a 90.
Single man in the whole region that finds them hot, I will be amazed. Look at that. No one calling. My point exactly.
Sure,
we did receive a call this morning before the show. So we have a thing called the show before the show that replays some of yesterday's show. And we were talking about dressing gowns and 90s. And I received this call. And it was from a lady called Michelle Crevo. I believe you know her.
I know Michelle,
she's a
yes.
Fan.
She's one of your biggest fans, Michelle.
Fan of the show.
And she had some advice for you when it came to dressing gowns and 90s. Let's roll the tape.
Like the 90 you wear, how could you resist her? Just like a man's shirt. Like short skirt, man's shirt, top hat, come on.
Do you wear a 90 yourself?
I do. And mine are hot as.
Oh, tell us about your hot 90.
Well, that depends on which one, but like you've got your satin one, you've got even your cotton ones that got like a bit of lace in them and they're like, did you not watch Victoria's Secret? Like, hello? my Playboy pajamas, mate, I'm telling you, they're better than half my clothes.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, Crevo, like, don't you watch Victoria's Secret?
Don't you, Crevo?
I've watched it. There's never seen a 90 in my life.
Yeah,
on there.
Peter they Alexander. Don't exist. There's another one that sells 90s.
Helen, the 90. Hot or not?
Yes, I wear 90s. I think they're hot.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you.
Peter Alexander does have one, and I just got one from Cotton On, and it's called an oversized T-shirt. It's got a big piece size on the back.
Yep.
And I actually bought one for my niece, and we have matching 90s.
That's so
Helen,
sweet.
Even the inventor of the 90 realizes that the term 90 is daggy, and are trying to update the marketing.
Daggy years ago.
They're cool now.
They're unreal.
They're not cool.
Girls, get around the 90s. And you know what? The funny thing is, Helen, you're probably right. Like, teenagers are probably wearing 90s and not even knowing it because they're branded as, like, big oversized T-shirts.
I just can't believe this. This is ridiculous. And look, there's another call as well.
Yeah, let's go to Karen.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, this will be someone on our side, surely.
So, hey, Karen.
Hi, how are you going this morning?
Good, thank you. Are you wearing 90s?
Always.
Yeah.
Are you
told
you. You don't even sound 80 yet.
Oh, I know, thank you. But you can get the sexy 90, which is like the little two string straps and nice and cute and short, or you can have the oversized T-shirt. They're comfortable, like, yep. There's four major things you should have in your wardrobe. One is a 90, one is a dressing gown,
The other one is a little black cardigan and a pair of slippers.
Yep. Well said. Amen.
Do you have a man in your life, Karen?
Yes, I do, and he loves me dearly.
Aww, that's nice. So sweet, Karen.
But that sounds like a great kit, you know, to keep the love life alive, you know, the dressing gown and the nighty.
You know what? You need a sexy slip, like Karen said. You know, so there's the oversized T-shirt, like nighty, but then sometimes you do need that little sexy nighty as well in silk.
Thank you for your call, Karen. Look.
Naughty and Nice sell nighties as well.
Do they?
They do.
Did they give you a free one, Jade?
They're see-through.
Another
one. They're see-through.
They will today.
But, you know.
When Jade pops in there to collect. Listen to this. You're on the radio. Give me my see-through 90.
Oh, guys, from 90s to lemons. I've got to tell you this great story. A man in Talara has grown the biggest lemon the hunter has ever seen.
Get out of town.
It's a huge lemon. It's massive. I'm going to tell you more next.
Big lemon chat.
Big lemon chat up next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Yeah, of course, we like to keep it local here at New FM all the time. And I thought, you know what? There's a big news story that the whole suburb of Talara is talking about. And that is...
It's got it talking.
The giant lemon that has been grown, weighing 1 kilo.
No.
A kilo?
That's insane. Think about that
for a second. Think of what weighs 1 kilo.
Yeah, a big bag of sugar.
Yeah, a big bag of sugar. A lemon.
A single lemon.
And they grow on trees. It's a wonder the branch didn't break.
Well, yeah.
Strong trees, lemon trees.
Yeah, very strong.
Grown by a man called Doug Orish in his backyard. A great article in the Herald about this. So, basically, he loves to go down, this Doug guy, to the Talara Bowling Club.
Yeah. Mm.
And he knows a woman down at the Talara Bowling Club. Her name is Diane. And Diane makes lemon butter. She's very famous in Talara for her lemon butter.
Let's have some.
So Doug has been sort of giving Diane these lemons on the side.
Right, and, over the years.
She had the shock of her life when he gave her this huge lemon. I mean, they've taken a picture of this.
Can we see it? Let me see.
And they've put it next to an
oh
apple.
Oh, my God.
This lemon is big.
Wow. You know what? She'd be stoked. She's thinking, oh, God, I'm going to get 10 jars out of that.
Out of that one.
You know, I reckon it would be the size of, like, a softball.
Or a small rock melon.
A small rock melon. Better description of that.
Did he come out saying how he did it? Or is this by chance?
Now, well, this is the big thing.
Doug was asked this very question, and he said the secret was... I don't know. I just planted a lemon tree.
Here's Jade, hoping for, like, the good fertilizer or something to make all her house plants.
You know, his round.
Her 97 plants in her house grow better.
Aerating the near the base of the tree.
Well, look, he did go on to say, I've got it well drained and used plenty of fertilizer.
Look, there we go. See?
He didn't say which one, though, did he? Keeping that a secret?
No, you would, wouldn't you?
Classic Doug.
The lemon tree's about 8 years old. It's finally started delivering goods. Apparently, the lemon tree produced some really good lemons for him this year. So, Diane's made plenty of lemon butter for Talara. But she said, the biggest lemons I've ever received from Doug.
He's feeling the show's not on right now, because imagine, you know, taking that to the Newcastle show, putting it on display, getting the blue ribbon.
Winning lemon of the year.
Well, Diane did get herself a cheeky plug in this article.
Oh, of course,
in regards to her lemon butter. She couldn't let Doug have all the attention.
No, classic Doug always being the attention hog he is.
She said, Diane said the lemon butter was like jam, but with eggs and butter in it. It lasts in the fridge for 6 to 8 weeks. You can have it on toast and put it in cakes. It's lovely on waffles with ice cream.
Yum.
You know who I want to meet?
Who?
The journalist who was sent out to do this interview. Now, look, I know Talara's not usually where you hunt down big stories, but today there's a really big lemon. We need you to go out and interview this guy.
I hope the journalist got a little thing of... lemon butter. I hope so. I love it.
Just for reference, the world record for a lemon is 5.3 kilograms grown in Israel.
So he's not even close.
2003. No, but he's hopeful that he will break the record.
Oh, good
a Talara record, maybe. Hey, it's been enjoyable getting a taste of, AM Talkback here. here on UFM, hasn't it?
90s and Big Lemons.
Exactly right. It's Lemon Chat.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade,
Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
There's only one station you need at work today, and it's 105.3 New FM. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off with Jackson after night.
Yes. Keith Urban's in the playlist.
Oh, Keithy.
Yes. Hey, in that new album that he's got coming out.
Yeah, but we love Keith here.
Yeah, he's on left, front, and centre.
We do.
Everywhere, all around the world. Crazy. Update on Taylor Swift trying to get her masters back. Guess who's offered to help her?
Who? Katy Perry.
Oh, no,
Kanye West.
Really?
I did read that.
So he should.
Do you reckon it'll happen?
Absolutely not. He's too busy urinating on his granny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I hope he's not urinating on his granny.
Hey, would it surprise you?
No, wouldn't actually. What a sad, sick world. One Republic as well is coming up for 105 commercial free.
Very nice. Always interesting.
Up next, Crevo, love it or loathe it.
That it is. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And next, I want to talk fish and chips.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. New FM.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And this article popped up in my feed. I'm like, we've got to talk about this. Of course, fish and chips is the chat. Love it or loathe it. You guys fans?
Love.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I love fish and chips.
So things might be changing because, of course, there's so like fish species becoming endangered or, you know, a bit critical.
Right.
So they're coming up with alternatives that we should be eating instead, right?
Okay. Like fish or not fish?
Well, seafood that should go in the fryer to go with your chips,
right?
So instead of like the tuna or the albacore tuna, they're saying you should have abalone instead because they're farming that now.
Good suggestion.
Abalone.
Yeah, it's delicious.
What the hell's abalone?
It's like a sort of, it comes in a big shell. It's sort of oval shape.
It's like a crayfish type. It's would you compare it to
sea snails? It says it's any or group of small to very large sea snails.
Yeah, but it's a bit like,
you know what, though? Very hard to replace a beautiful, white, flaky piece of fried fish.
That's true.
Or an abalone.
Yeah, that's true. So next to this,
not into that.
The big-eyed tuna, they're saying swap out to barramundi.
Barramundi's nice. If you can get some nice, crispy-skinned barra.
Delicious. Oh. And then instead of hake, they're saying sea urchin. That's a no from me.
Yeah, absolute no from me as well.
It's not happening. The big one that they're talking about that we really need to be getting onto is jellyfish.
Oh, there's heaps of jellyfish
out there. Well, as the ocean is warming, jellyfish are actually becoming more and more prolific. And they're saying that that'll help, like, other competing fish species and all that sort of thing.
Think about it, guys.
Has anyone eaten jellyfish here?
I've eaten it, but not in the deep fryer. I've had it like on a sashimi type situation. Yeah, fairly. Like a bit sort of oceany, but not a strong flavour.
Hmm. What do you have with jellyfish?
So you have it sort of like pickled or with a kind of a salty kind of sauce. Quite good. Textural.
Can you buy it from the co-op?
I'd say so. You might have to order it.
A jellyfish salad. I actually just Googled jellyfish recipes.
That's how I've had it. Really good.
Well, guys, if you were a fan of seafood before this segment, I'm sure we've just turned you off for life.
You'll never have it again.
No.
It doesn't look appealing.
They're saying that this is the future. And you know what? Anything deep fried, if you get the batter right, can be pretty good.
Mm. I'll have you getting something really healthy, though, and then deep frying.
Of course.
That's life.
You take healthy things like mushrooms and you put them on a pizza.
Why not? You know, it's healthy, they say.
Exactly. Very good.
Last call, though, guys, on 131009. If there's anything you would like to have a chat about, call us up. It could be about anything you want and we'll listen. We're here for you.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
Good morning. This is where we basically open up the phones to you on 131009 and you can have a chat to us about anything at all, something we spoke about on the show today, yesterday, or maybe someone's cut you off in traffic and you want to have a vent about that.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Good, mate. You want to chat about tattoos?
Yeah, mate. Like, when you get tattoos when you're young, no one realises. Like, tattoo stays in one spot, but your skin stretches and the tattoo looks crap after it. Like, after a couple of years.
That is true. You get a pigeon and then it looks like a stork down the track.
That's right, Alan.
Valid point, Andrew. Now, you sound like a guy that has lots of tattoos. How many do you have?
I'd probably be at 20.
Wow. How old were you when you got your first?
13.
13? What? Was that just you or your mate or something? Or
no, just me.
Just doing your own one?
Yeah, I've got one done at the top tattoo shop. I just look older than what I was.
Do you regret it, Andrew?
Some of them I do, but some of them are like a lot of history of your kids and that, see?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the one that you got when you were 13, is that stretched right out or something?
Yeah. She said, looking like a pigeon and stretched out to be, you know, a stork. Mine was an eagle. Now it just looks like, you know.
Like the, yeah.
Like a really, really weird white eagle.
Do you know what, Andrew? I was on the side of let the kids get tats when they're 16. You obviously know what you're talking about because you got one at 13. So I'm going to change my mind thanks to you, Andrew. Oh. Don't get tattoos until you're older.
Maddie, you're doing a creeper.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, when you hear the evidence from someone like Andrew, who's been there, done it.
Yeah.
Very hard to continue with the argument.
Thanks for your call, Andrew.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
That's a great point.
Poor fellow.
Very good, guys. Well, that's us done. Have a great day. Creevo, you're off to pay a tradie. Your Renaults continue.
Yeah,
what's going on?
The Tyler finishing today, so I've got to go
sort
that out, which is exciting. And painting.
And then painting. Yeah. So you can't use your shower yet because you don't have a shower screen.
Wouldn't you just put an old towel on the floor and just have a shower anyway?
It'll splash and get the vanity's made out of like that plywood sort of stuff.
Right.
I'm not ruining
just
a brand new one.
Just
put a tarp down.
Creevo,
tarp.
You know what? Creevo, once this reno's done, will be like the mum on Everybody Loves Raymond. You know when they put all the plastic coverings over all the furniture?
I hate that. Not a chance. Stuff is for using.
Can I come round and use it?
Of course you can.
I'd like to give
his
it a
shower.
Whirl.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
It's weird,
but
I'll
allow it.
So. Thank you. I just reckon it'd be nice taking a shower in a newly renovated bathroom.
That's a weird thing to want, but you're totally welcome to.
Thank you.
Do you need to run this past Emmy, your partner?
No.
No, okay. How weird. You surprised me, Jade.
Really?
Yeah. It's a weird request, but it's fine. Yeah,
I think it's normal.
Very good. All right, let's wrap this up. At 2 minutes to nine, 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off with you, Jackson. Yeah. What's in the way, mate?
Sometimes you all make me feel real uncomfortable. Yeah. Amy Shark's fresh one. It's got Everybody Rising. It's not even her real name.
Really?
What is it?
She stole it from Jaws, Amy Shark. Her real name's Amy Billings, apparently.
Billings?
Yeah, I just Googled
that's
that.
That's what she'd be doing when she collecting her royalties.
Oh, mate, she's cashed up now. Phil Collins, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, and I love this.
Oh.
Sergeant Slick, gimme.
I've been hearing this a lot. It just makes me feel good when I hear this song. Hey, come on, take me to the Cambo.
To the
Friday
what?
Night. Cambridge.
I thought you were like, oh, this is what you'd say on the way to the kitchen. Gimme. Did you like to eat?
Finished?
Yeah.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.